Oh, you can rewind it and try it.
Well, you're very tough. How old were you when you first got polio?
16 months.
What symptoms did you experience?
Well, according to what my parents told me, that I was real cranky for a week and they couldn't do nothing, or nothing seemed to help, so they took me to the doctor. And the doctor said I was spoiled, that to give him a crack on the butt and he'll be all right. So they took me back home. And a week later, I was still the same. And then that's when they took me to St. Luke's in Marquette. And that's when Dr. Elzinga determined I had polio.
What types of treatment did you have?
I don't recall any treatments there. I did have surgery on it because my leg was... After I got older, and I believe it was around fifth or sixth grade, my leg was an inch and a half shorter than the other one. So they put pins in it to make it grow, so now I'm only about a half inch difference.
How old were you when you found out that you had post-polio syndrome?
It's just been in the last, I would say the last 5 years, something like that.
What symptoms did you have that led to post-polio syndrome?
Lots of aches and pains and soreness, and especially in the muscles in the shoulders. And then I got the scoliosis. They figured that was from polio, which I had surgery on scoliosis in 1990.
How long have you worn a brace?
Ever since I was able to walk, I believe. I've had a brace all through my life.
What type of medications do you take?
Right now I'm just taking for pain, that's all. That's the only thing I take, nothing else.
Is your post-polio syndrome getting worse?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it affects my breathing and my lungs. Because of, well, with the scoliosis I had, and it makes it harder to breathe, and I get very susceptible to pneumonia. I had that 5 times in 1 year, so I got to be very careful about pneumonia.
Who is your doctor that treated you?
Dr. Elzinga Sr. There's son is a doctor now too, but it was the doctor, senior doctor Elzinga, treated me.
When were you fitted for your brace and who fitted it?
I don't remember when the first one was, but it was always, it was called Schillinger's in Marquette before. Jerry Schillinger was the one that fitted me for my braces when I was real small, and now I go to Wright and Philippus across from Shopko, and that's where I get my braces now.
Has your disability affected what you wanted to do in life?
Oh yeah, yeah, it's affected a lot of things. I mean, I was able to ski, it wasn't the best, but I could never skate because I don't have no control over my leg, because there's no muscles or anything in it, so I don't have no control over it at all. And there's other things I would have liked to have done, and really you can't dance, right? And there's all kinds of things that it has affected me, but you learn to live with it.
Has your condition affected your work life?
No, I can't say it's affected my work life. I've worked since I was 15 years old, and I've had a steady job ever since, so... We make her.
Do you have any pictures when you were little with a brace on?
I don't know if I do or not. I would have to look. I can't honestly say if I do or not. I got another brace I can show you that I have had rebuilt. I got a spare brace that I keep.
Okay. Well, thank you for this interview.
Mm-hmm.